Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, a quick announcement. It's very close to the time, just 2 weeks away, when I'm going to do the advanced study programs for both members and non-members. And there are two scheduled in February on the 4th and 25th, and we're going to talk about WHOLE, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition, Dr. Campbell's newest book. And I'll be providing slides and materials for you to keep after the lecture. We'll record it, so even if you can't listen to the live lectures and participate in the conversation, you can go back and listen to it again if you have signed up for the class. But we're going to really go into detail in the book and look at the concepts in the book, reductionism, how it affects science, how it affects really information that we get every day, nutrition policy, that sort of thing. And so I think it'll be a pretty lively discussion. So it's two-hour classes on February 4th and 25th, and if you want information, just contact our office at 614-841-7700. Okay, I want to talk about abdominal obesity and obesity in general in teens. An interesting study shows that dietary fat is the cause of abdominal fat in teens, regardless of how much exercise they get or how many calories they consume. The study included 224 participants whose abdominal fat was measured along with their diet and exercise habits. And the teens were divided into three groups, a high-fat, medium-fat, and low-fat group. I would say the low-fat group was not really low-fat, but that's kind of beside the point in terms of the focus of the study. The researchers found that more dietary fat led to more abdominal fat and more overall body fat, and that this was more important than calorie intake or physical activity. While all excess body fat contributes to increased disease risk, abdominal fat is particularly concerning, raising the risk of heart disease and diabetes even more. The researchers wrote, quote, "The results point to dietary fat content as a key risk factor in abdominal adiposity in adolescents, no matter how much physical activity they do." Now, the part that was really interesting about all of this is that the association was not between saturated fat and abdominal or total body fat, but rather mono and polyunsaturated fat and both abdominal and total body fat. Now, this isn't interpreted to mean that it's okay to eat saturated fat. That's not my point here. The detrimental effects of saturated fat on cardiovascular health, that's all been well documented. Rather, the point is that when you eat too much fat, regardless of the type, it's a problem. And we still have this mythology and this false idea out there that it's not how much fat you eat, it's the type of fat. So if you're eating, in big quotes here, if you can visualize better fat, then it's okay to eat more of it. So very, very important to understand all fat is bad fat when it exceeds 15% of calories. Now, this also doesn't mean exercise isn't important, and the study shouldn't be interpreted to mean that either, but rather, and this documents what I've been saying for a long time, you can't exercise away eating habits that are as bad as many people's are these days. I mean, exercise is very important, but you're not going to unclog your arteries that way. You're not going to reverse your diabetes that way. And with some of the calorie-consuming habits of particularly young people, they can't spend 6 hours a day on a treadmill, which is about what you'd have to do to get rid of the excess calories due to the concentrated calorie and fat content of the foods that are consumed. So the bottom line is, and of course we're seeing this in teens now, we used to talk about abdominal obesity in older people, and now it's with teenagers. The bottom line is that these dietary habits that are terrible start early, have serious consequences, and we need to do something about it. And it starts with adults leading by example. I've always said that. So, take-home point, all fat is bad fat, no matter which type it is. Second thing, you can't exercise away all of your dietary indiscretions. You got to get the diet thing right, even if you're physically active. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.